Hi, my name's Bill Spence. I'm the founder of Matua Valley Wines, and Matua was the first winery to produce Sauvignon Blanc and put it on the market in 1974.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iWineRadio.com. I'm Lynn Crelo-Chamberlain. Welcome to Wine and Dine. You know, I really don't get to talk to that many winemakers from New Zealand because there's like a 16-hour time difference. And when I'm in the studio recording every week, it's like it's like 3 or 4 in the morning. It's too impossible to be recording with me. So we have the pleasure today of meeting Bill Spence of Matua Winery New Zealand. And he is in the United States and he's waiting at a carousel to get his luggage in New York City. And so we thank you so very much, Bill. The wines are imported by Treasury Wine Estates. And I understand that you are the very first New Zealander to produce a varietal wine from Sauvignon Blanc in New Zealand. And right now you're celebrating your 40th anniversary. Why did you decide Sauvignon Blanc? And it's become so much of the stamp of New Zealand is Sauvignon Blanc.
Well, the biggest thing with Sauvignon Blanc, and actually Ross and I came from a family wine company, and we'd all had a chance to work in that family wine company, and successively we were all told to leave the family wine company because our father was very old-fashioned in the way that he made wine. So I studied at Massey University, and Ross studied over here at Fresno. So what happened is when Ross and I got together in basically in 66, 67, we started grafting a lot of different varieties here coming from the States. We'd seen we'd sort of going on what Robert Mondavi had done, but also there was a lot of new varieties coming out at that stage. In New Zealand, basically, we had Müller-Thurgau, Riesling, and Cabernet Sauvignon.
Okay.
And what happened with those? And that was basically the varieties we had in the country at the time. So what happened was, Ross and I planted many, many different varieties. It wasn't just Sauvignon Blanc by itself. And we got it from a little trial block, which was going to be demolished. There was only two plants left.
Wow.
In 67, 68, we found out where it was. And in 68, we took the cuttings off it and we grafted it. And within 2 weeks' time, they demolished the trial block. So it was the only clone that was in New Zealand, and it was from Davis. But
wow.
It had a little bit of leaf fold virus, and we planted. So out of all the 50 or 60 different varieties, there was three that actually shone. There was Sauvignon Blanc, naturally. There was Cabernet Franc. There was Semillon. And there was a Pinot variety, but it had a lot of shot berries, so we didn't persevere with that. But we kept on persevering with Sauvignon Blanc and colonial selecting it, basically. We just, every year it grew, the vines that had leaf roll, we'd take out. The vines that didn't have leaf roll, we'd keep on propagating them up.
When you were at college, did you study viticulture or did you study enology?
I studied viticulture and a small amount of enology, but Ross studied enology and a small amount of viticulture. So we both could pass off, and we both did. Ross's responsibility was the winemake, and my responsibility was viticulture and sales.
And is Ross your brother?
Ross is my brother. He's my older brother. He and I went into business, and basically we started Matua in 74. We didn't register until about 75, but we started Matua in 74, and that was our first production. First release of a New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc.
Wow. And where are you located in New Zealand?
We're located in two different areas. Ross and I started in Kumeu in Auckland, just north of Auckland, and we had a small vineyard there. And Sauvignon Blanc was showing great characteristics from that area. But as things progressed, Montana Brancott in the States, the name, bought a large block of land. And a winemaker called Peter Hoopcher, who was the head winemaker for Montana at the time, wanted to plant Sauvignon Blanc. So we sold him all the cuttings from our property, and that's how the starting of the Sauvignon Blanc got planted at Marlborough.
Wow. Unbelievable. Mm, you're the father of New Zealand. You and your brother are the fathers of New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc.
Yes, we are. We definitely are. And it's fantastic for this year to be celebrating the 40th anniversary. We've got a large function happening in New Zealand. And as I go around the world, I'm having little dinners and that sort of thing. And I feel very much like an evangelist, spreading the word of Matua and Sauvignon Blanc.
Is the full name Matua Vineyard or Matua Winery, or you just say Matua?
Just Matua Winery. When we started, my brother and I created a valley. We lived on a road called Matua Road.
Oh.
And what happened is we then called it Matua Valley to give it sort of a place and a bit more depth in it.
Okay.
But now everybody, when they see the label and talk the label, they talk just Matua. So we've decided to drop off the valley and just have Matua wine.
I'm curious, is it a Maori name? Where does the name Matua come from?
Matua is a Maori name.
Okay.
The Matua is the head of the family. I am
oh.
the head of my family, and my father is the head of the whole family.
Okay.
So I'm the Matua of my family. And the highest one is called the Kaumatua.
Wow.
And it's a Maori name.
Oh, wow. I like that. That's really romantic.
We've carried on with that theme. We've now got a timoku, which is a Maori face tattoo, which is on the front of our labels now.
Okay.
And I'm over here on this trip to the States launching a brand called Lands and Legends, which is wines from particular areas, and there's a Maori legend that goes with that, and it's depicted on the label.
And what kind of varieties are you bringing with this Lands and Legends? Of course, New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc.
Yes, naturally. There's a Sauvignon Blanc, and there's a Pinot Noir from Otago.
Okay. And under the Matua label, how many different varieties or bottlings?
Coming into the United States,
yeah.
There's only four now. There is the regional, which is the teal blue label, Sauvignon Blanc and Pinot Noir. And then there is the Lands and Legends Sauvignon Blanc Pinot Noir.
Okay, got it. And of course, if it's imported by Treasury Wine Estates, there's got to be national distribution.
Definitely is.
Do you make other wines that are not in the United States that you export to like Asia or Europe?
Yes, we do have other wines. We have the next tier up again, which is our single vineyard wine, which are made very, very in small quantities. But other wines in the Lands and Legends range is we have a Cabernet Merlot, we have a Syrah, we have a Pinot Gris, and we also have a Chardonnay in that range. But at present, we're just trying to establish
the
four SKUs that we're selling in the country, and they're going so, so well. We're ahead of the pace, and we're really enjoying the ride. And the wines are just so fantastic and showing such. We've got a young winemaker, Nikolai, and he is just, with his team, they're making some fantastic wines.
Can I ask, what is the approximate suggested national retail on the Matua wines and the Lads and Legends wines? Do you know?
The Matua wines, they vary from state to state, but they're mainly around the $11.95, and the Lands and Legends should hit the shelves around the $19.95, the $20.95 mark.
Wonderful labels. And Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand is so distinctive. Last question, have you ever, when you were a young man and learning about Sauvignon Blanc, did you ever go to the Loire Valley?
Yes, I've been to the Loire Valley twice, and it's two different styles. I mean,
yes.
I like the style of wine that comes out of the Loire, but we seem to get far more intense characters and also far refreshing, whereas the Loire is a little bit more higher on acid, and it's a bit more steely, let's say.
Yes.
And that's just two different styles.
Exactly. Well, you could have a dinner. I'm sure you're having dinners across the country where people are having the Matua Sauvignon Blanc for one course and the Lands and Legends Sauvignon Blanc for another course. Well, we'd like to thank Bill Spence of Matua. We thank you so very much for your time, and we're glad we were able to catch you here on your trip in the United States.
Oh, thank you very much, and I look forward to meeting many Americans on our way around.
We will have links up for you to learn more.
You're listening to iWine Radio.